You're listening to a weekend edition on Michigan Radio.
Anecdotal evidence suggests that at least some folks are throwing up their hands while others are grabbing their dictionaries when confronted by the multiple forms of a word that describes someone who's graduated from a school.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I know what word you're talking about, and I'll admit, I generally just resort to the catch-all abbreviation when I have to use it, just to make things easy.
And your catch-all abbreviation is?
Alum.
And that nicely gets you out of the conundrum here.
Exactly.
And the conundrum stems from the fact that we have two forms of this word, one masculine, one feminine. We've got alumnus. This is borrowed in from Latin. And it comes into English in the 17th century to refer first to a male student at school, which may surprise some folks because we think, well, wait, you're no longer at school if you're an alumnus. But it first comes in for a male student at school. By the 19th century, it refers to a former student, typically male, who has left the school. By the 20th century, alumnus can then refer to things other than school. So you can be an alumnus of an organization as opposed to a school. Alumna, which is the feminine form, also coming in from Latin, comes in right around the same time. It also first refers to a female student at school and then later to a former student. So you have those two forms. Then they make their plurals differently, because why would we want to make this easy? And this, again, goes back to Latin. So alumnus becomes alumni with a final I, and alumna becomes alumni with a final A-E.
You know, I like alum just because it's all-inclusive. You know, you don't have to worry about all this feminine, masculine.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And we have things that don't work so well. For example, if we have a mixed group of alums, then we are told in formal language to use alumni, the historically masculine form. I agree with you that it's nice to get a form that just doesn't make a gender distinction. Why make a gender distinction here? Let's get out of the binary and just use a form. So one is to use alums, much easier. Another is we could talk about graduates.
There you go. Yeah.
That's sort of an easy thing. I would guess that there are some people out there who right now are thinking, but alum is too informal. I'm not going to write a memo where I talk about alums. I need to use the fuller form.
Too informal for what?
And here I would remind people that some other abbreviations that at first seem colloquial or informal have come to be much more standard. Lab for laboratory. I think now we would say they sent it to the lab to get tested, not seen as informal. Dorm for dormitory. Certainly becoming less informal. I think there may be some people who feel that's still informal. But here's one that started as informal, flu.
Flu,
right? It's short for influenza.
Influenza, right.
So that started as an informal shortening, but now completely standard. So I think alum could become standard, and it gets us out of a conundrum in a useful way.
It certainly makes things easier. Well, thanks so much, Ann. Always appreciate it.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.